Like Floating by Imaginary Gollocks. Read by Hana Nobita. Paul manages to convince the general to give him and his new lovers an entire week off, and then manages to convince his lovers that vacations, not just occasional rest days, are not only allowed, but expected, and books them all the best suite in a tiny hotel in a backwater city on an out-of-the-way planet where no one will be looking for them. He'll bring them home to Yavin 4 one of these days, but he wants his lovers to be a little more accustomed to people before he confronts them with the madness which is the extended Dameron family. A week's shopping and seeing the sights and hiking in the forested hills of some place none of them has ever been before sounds just like the right way to get his dear ones a little more accustomed to the universe as Poe knows it. Somewhat to his surprise, it actually works. They spend most of the first day wandering through the shopping district, ducking in and out of shops and admiring everything from clothes and jewelry to statuettes and leather-bound diaries and children's toys. Poe buys Rey a pair of wide leather bracelets with metal studs on them that she spends 20 minutes admiring, and then has to take a few deep breaths at the sight of her dropping into a combat stance, hands up, proud and dangerous and beautiful. He buys Finn a patch for the jacket from a shop that does custom embroidery, one that says Finn in orange and white, and promises to help Finn sew it on as soon as possible. Finn buys Rey a hat, a silly wide-brimmed thing that makes her eyes go big, which she says would have been perfect on Jakku, and which goes oddly with her warrior stance, but somehow suits her perfectly. Rey buys Finn a plush blanket as soft as clouds ought to be, and Finn stands there petting it while Rey dickers with the shop owner, an expression of sheer bliss on his face. And they buy a gift for Poe, which makes his heart clench in his chest with joy and love. A jacket, supple leather, which fits him like a second skin. "There," Finn says contentedly when Poe puts it on. "That looks right." "Yes," Rey agrees firmly. "It looks good on you." "It suits you," Finn says, and smiles. And Poe can't quite help leaning over and kissing each of them, sweet and warm and sure. Their grins are brighter than the afternoon sun. They get back to their suite late in the day, full from a wonderful meal of a dozen tiny dishes and warm bread to soak it all up, and Poe has a little bag of berries and sugar for later, when they're less sated. And Rey says, "I call first shower," and ducks into the bathroom of the suite. A minute later, she pokes her head out and says, "Poe? There's no shower." Poe raises an eyebrow. For what this suite cost, there ought to be a shower. He goes over to investigate, a curious Finn on his heels, and finds that, in fact, there isn't a shower. What there is an enormous bathtub sunk in the floor, more than big enough for three. "Want to share a bath?" he asks, and turns to see two nearly identical baffled looks on his lovers' faces. "I really don't like dust baths," Rey says after a minute. "I'd prefer a shower." "Not a dust bath," Poe says hastily, and winces a little at the image of Rey having to make do with sand instead of water. "A real bath. With water." Rey looks dubious. Finn looks baffled. Poe decides that demonstration will probably work better than description, and goes over to turn on the taps, adjusting the water temperature absently. "Oh, wow," Finn says. "The whole thing fills up?" "Yep," Poe confirms, turning to grin. "And then we get in and bask." "Huh," says Rey, and comes over to dip a toe in. "Warm," she observes, and grins at Poe. "And not green." "I'm sure I could dye it green if you want me to," he teases back gently, and her laugh is a thing of beauty. Poe has not quite gotten used to the startling attractiveness of his lovers. It's not as though they actually have a lot of time to be naked around each other, after all, since there is a war on. And so watching them strip down with efficient motions and slide into the water with matching size of contentment is quite something. Ray makes a truly obscene sound of pleasure and sags back against the wall of the tub. "Oh, that's nice," she murmurs and closes her eyes. Finn stretches out, sprawling so that he's taking up far more than a third of the tub, and grins up at Poe. "You joining us, buddy?" Poe looks down at his lovers, basking in the warm water, relaxed and comfortable and gorgeous, and gets a sudden brilliant idea. "Not just yet," he says. He ducks out into the front room to snag the little bag of sugared berries and comes back to find that Ray has shifted over so her head is on Finn's shoulder and looks like she might fall asleep at any moment. Finn has an arm wrapped around her to keep her above water in case of dozing and looks utterly contented. Poe has to pause in the doorway a minute and just watch them, marvel that he is lucky enough to have these wonderful people in his life and his bed. He sits down next to Finn on the edge of the tub and rolls up his pants and puts his feet in the water. Oh, good. He got the temperature right. It's blood warm and absolutely perfect. And Finn wraps a hand around his ankle and looks even more contented, if possible. Poe pulls a berry out of the bag and holds it to Finn's lips. "Here, try." Finn looks down at the berry, looks up at Poe, grins a very worrisome grin, and licks the berry out of Poe's fingers. Poe's breath catches in his throat. "You are a dangerous man," he says hoarsely. Finn chuckles. Ray makes a questioning noise, eyes still closed, and Poe reaches over to press a berry to her lips. She takes it, still without opening her eyes, and then makes a very quiet sound of pleasure. "It's good," she says. "Another?" Poe gives her another, and then another to Finn, when Finn gives him a wide-eyed pleading look, and then one for himself, because he can already tell that if he doesn't eat one now, he's not going to get any at all. They're quite good, sweet and tart and juicy. But as good as they taste, the expression of quiet pleasure on Ray's face, the heat in Finn's eyes, is better. Poe doesn't mind giving up his share. He feeds them the rest of the berries, one by one, until his fingers are stained red and so are their lips, and then he can't quite help leaning down to kiss Finn and taste the berry juice overlaying Finn's familiar flavor. Finn hums and opens his mouth to welcome Poe, and Poe loses himself for several minutes in the warm pleasure of kissing. Ray says, "You should get in before you fall in." "Well, actually," she says, "you should get in before you fall in," because she's half asleep against Finn's shoulder. But Poe gets the gist of it. And honestly, his trousers are a little tight by now, so he stands up briefly, just long enough to shuck out of his clothes and toss them over by the door, and slides into the water. It's warm enough that it almost forces him to relax, and he tucks himself against Finn's shoulder for a moment, enjoying the peace. His eyes catch on a row of little bottles on either side of the tub, and he grins. "Hey, Ray." "Can I wash your hair?" "Okay." Poe glances up at Finn, and they share a broad grin. Sleepy, incoherent Ray is positively adorable. She's so rarely this vulnerable. It makes Poe's heart hurt to think how much trust she's showing them. He slides around the edge of the tub to look at the shampoo options. "Heh, berry-scented," he says. "Or sweet apple and vanilla. Preferences?" "I thought you were washing my hair, not getting more food," Ray says, more coherently than Poe expects. He turns to see that she's woken up a little and is blinking at him in confusion. "Scented shampoos," he explains. "So your hair will smell like, well, like whatever you please. My mother's always smelled of flowers." "They don't have that at the base," Finn observes. "All the soaps just smell like soap." "Yeah, it's a luxury," Poe agrees. "Berries," says Ray contentedly, closing her eyes and snuggling into Finn's shoulder more securely. Finn looks down at her with such adoration shining in his eyes that Poe's breath catches in his throat. What has he done to deserve these two marvelous people in his life? He grabs the berry-scented shampoo and sculls over. It is a large tub to Ray's side. Finn helps him untangle her hair from its three buns with a hand that isn't holding Ray, the two of them grinning at each other over her head. Poe takes his time over his self-appointed task, scooping water up to get Ray's hair thoroughly wet while Finn puts a hand on her forehead to keep it out of her eyes, then rubbing the shampoo in with long, easy strokes so that she can keep drowsing. Occasionally, she makes little rumbling sounds of approval, which makes Finn grin at Poe across her head. "Never seen her this relaxed," Finn murmurs after a while. "Nope," Poe agrees. "It's immensely flattering and deeply adorable. Rinse time." Between him and Finn, they manage to rinse Ray's hair by scooping water over it so that she doesn't have to move. "And now I think we'd better put her to bed," Poe adds. "I think she's actually asleep already." "Oh, sleep," Ray mutters into Finn's shoulder. "Very convincing," Poe says, patting her shoulder. "I've got her," Finn says, and scoops her up, one arm around her back and the other beneath her legs, and steps carefully out of the tub. Poe scrambles out behind them, grabs a towel and pats dry all the skin he can reach, shares a kiss with Finn, and then is slightly startled to be pulled into a second one with Ray, who still has her eyes closed, but apparently isn't quite asleep yet. Poe pulls away briefly to nuzzle her hair. "Berry-scented Ray," he murmurs. "It's good." "Wash your hair tomorrow," Ray murmurs. "Apple pole." Finn chuckles and tucks Ray into the enormous bed, pulling the covers up and putting a pillow next to her for her to curl up around. "Apple-scented Poe sounds good," he agrees. Poe grins at them both. "Have to find some body wash for you, buddy," he observes. "Then we can all smell like fruit together." "Shh, sleeping," Ray admonishes them. And Poe and Finn retreat into the bathroom, muffling their laughter into each other's mouths. Finn shuts the door gently and then pushes Poe up against it and kisses him thoroughly. Poe hums happily and lets himself be pinned. Finally, Finn pulls away with a slightly sheepish smile. "I hate to say it, but I'm almost as tired as Ray is," he admits. "Same, actually," Poe says. "Lots of excitement today. Let me just scrub off quick, and then I think that bed is calling my name." Finn snickers and puts on an awful falsetto. "Poe, Poe, come and sleep on me." Poe laughs until he has to sit down. "Never do that again, buddy. That was terrible," he says. "Yeah, it was," Finn says. "Go on, get clean." It takes Poe very little time to scrub. He's used to needing to use the shower and get out because someone else needs it, after all. And Finn wraps him up in an enormous towel as soon as he gets out of the tub. Poe grins and kisses Finn, because what else is he gonna do? "Gotcha," says Finn smugly, and rubs Poe dry with swift, efficient motions. Once his arms are free, Poe reaches over to grab a smaller towel and scrubs his hair dry while Finn finishes his legs. "Bed," says Finn decisively. Poe yawns. "Bed," he agrees, and is deeply pleased to find that the bed is easily big enough for all three of them to sprawl out if they want to. Though they don't. Finn curls himself around Ray, and Poe curls himself around Finn, and falls asleep, warm and happy, down to his very bones. The end.